Certainly good to see everyone this morning. I want to direct your attention to Matthew chapter 16, very familiar passage to us, verses 13 through 19. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Who would you say that Jesus is? Well, we know that you would say that what they're going to say. But you ask people on the street today, who do you say Jesus is? You get a lot of different answers, wouldn't you? So they said, well, some say that you're John the Baptist, and some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But he said to them, but who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock," the rock that Peter had confessed, this foundation that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, "on this foundation I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Indeed, the church, the saved, are built on the truth that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, having said that, I think we need to stop and reflect from time to time, just what is he talking about here? Because although you know and I know, intellectually we know that this foundation is not a foundation for a physical building or a physical structure. So many times, because these terms are used, we go to those kinds of things. And we start thinking about organizational type of things. But I want us to be impressed with the fact that Jesus said, on this rock, on this foundation, that I am the Christ, the Messiah, the anointed of God, the Son of the living God, I will build my church. What is the church? Well, the church are the saved. The church are those who believe what Peter believed and acted upon what Jesus said to do. They've come out of the world. They've turned from their sins to follow Christ in righteousness, to live to His praise and His glory. If you are saved, you need to consider your life built upon the foundation of Jesus Christ. Everything we say and do, everything we think, every motive we have, every plan we make is going to refer straight back to the foundation. What would Christ have me to do? What would honor God? What would glorify God? Every decision I make, what would bring honor and glory to His name? So we want to speak this morning on this subject of Jesus being the truth, Jesus the firm foundation of our salvation, and indeed we could even say the firm foundation of our life. Jesus is, of course, the foundation of our salvation. I have many passages in relation to that. Romans 5 and verse 8, God demonstrates His love towards us in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. What if He hadn't died for us? Where would we be? We'd still be sinners. We wouldn't be saved. We wouldn't be part of the church. There wouldn't be a church, you see, if Christ hadn't died for us. 1 Peter 1 and verses 18 through 19. You were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but you were redeemed with the precious blood of Jesus Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. If he hadn't shed his blood, there wouldn't be a church. You wouldn't be in the church, the body of the saved. In fact, as we go on here in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21, "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." It's possible for us to become the righteousness of God in Christ. Without Christ, we don't have that possibility. And so as we sit here this morning and we rejoice in the fact that Jesus came to die for our sins, to pay the price for our sins, we need to meditate on that. We need to think about the fact that, am I continuing to build my life from that foundation of Jesus Christ? That as He was in this world, so I am in this world. That as He lived, I live. Because without Him, I have no hope of eternal life or of a fulfilled life here and now. In Matthew 7, in verses 24 through 27, Jesus said, "Whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken to a wise man that built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock." I want you to notice how closely these passages in Matthew are related to one another. Matthew 16, Matthew 17, Matthew 7 here. "Upon this rock," Jesus said, "upon this truth that I am the Son of God, the Messiah, the anointed of God, upon this truth I will build my church." And the church being the saved, the body of the saved. And you and I as individual members of that church being personally saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. And because of our belief that He is the Son of God. And He is everything that He reveals Himself to be in the pages of the holy book we call the Bible. But if we are founded on the rock, if Jesus is our foundation, then we must hear His sayings and do them. Not just hear His sayings and know them, not just hear these sayings and believe them, but hear these sayings and do them. Then we are founded on the rock. Then He is our Savior and our foundation. Verse 26, He says, "Everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds beat and blew on that house and it fell, and great was its fall." Which of these two categories do you find yourself in today? We've all heard what Jesus has said, haven't we? So we're in one of two categories. We're either in the category of we hear and do, and our life is founded on the foundation of Jesus Christ, or we hear and we don't do. And our life is founded on a foundation of shifting sands. The shifting sands of whatever my whim might be today, whatever appeals to me today. A lot of people today talking about the Super Bowl. A lot of people talking about politics. A lot of people talking about, you know, plans for the future and all those kinds of things. And interests, particular interests that we have. You see, our interests and what we're interested in, it shifts and it changes all the time, doesn't it? Well, if you build your life on something that's shifting and changing all the time, what's gonna happen to your life? It's subject to falling apart, isn't it? Just like if you built your house on a beach, on the foundation of a beach, and the water was able to move that around, a storm came, moves it around, the moves the sand away and the foundation goes with it. What is the foundation of your life built upon? Is Jesus the foundation of your life? In Acts chapter 2, remember that Peter reasoned with the people in Jerusalem at that time. He says, "Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know." You saw his miracles. You saw the lame made to walk. You saw the blind made to see. You saw the deaf made to hear. You saw it. You know they were miracles of God. You saw the dead raised. Him being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands and have crucified and put to death. Whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. Verse 36 says, "When the house of Israel, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this same Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ." Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what will we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent. Let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Verse 41 says, "Those who gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day, 3,000 were added to them." 3,000 were added to them. Sounds like a lot. That is a lot, isn't it? There are a lot more than 3,000 that heard these words. 3,000 accepted Jesus as the foundation of their life from that day forward. But there were countless other thousands who heard the same words and continued their life on the shifting sands of time. Jesus, make no mistake about it, Jesus is the foundation of our salvation. The gospel declares it. That's what the gospel is all about. It all goes back to Jesus. And what are you going to do with Jesus? Are you going to believe him or not? Verse 47 says, "The Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved." And you know he still does. The Lord still adds to the church daily those who are saved. Those who believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and turn from the shifting opinions of their life to the firm foundation of truth, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and my Savior. And I'm going to live for Him, honor Him. I'm going to hear Him and do His will and bring glory and honor to His name. The foundation of our salvation is Jesus. And Jesus said, He is the truth. In John 14 and verse 1, we noticed this a couple times last week. It says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know." And Thomas said, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him." I am the way, the truth, and the life. Is your heart troubled about many things? As you look at the condition of the world today, You say, well, don't we have reason to be troubled? Don't deny that at all. But you know, it doesn't matter what the condition of the world is if your foundation is solid and sure. There will be those who will try to sway your persuasion and commitment that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of mankind. They'll try to move you off of Jesus being the foundation of your life. But make no mistake about it. He is the way to the Father. No one comes to the Father except through Him. That's the truth. Life is found in Him and no other. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There will be those who will make claims that you are to follow them, or you're to follow their prophet or their leader. Make no mistake, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. There is life in no other. He is the solid foundation of those who are truly saved. In verse 15 of John 14, Jesus would go on to say, "If you love me, keep my commandments." What point is there in knowing that Jesus is the truth if we're not going to keep His words of truth? In verse 23, Jesus said to them, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words." And so, Jesus is the foundation of the life of one who is saved, and Jesus indwells in those who are saved. How does that happen? It all happens by loving Him and keeping His commandments. Always. The gospel is the blueprint of our foundation. Who's our foundation? Jesus is our foundation. But the gospel is the blueprint of our foundation. In Romans 1, verses 16 and 17... the gospel is the power of God unto salvation unto everyone that believes. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed. The gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. So if Jesus is the foundation, how do I find the foundation? The gospel, the good news, the word of God. Hear these words of mine and do them. You see, it's all saying the same thing in different ways. Don't try to separate the gospel into one certain thing and the Word of God into another thing and the commandments of God into another category. No, they're all the same. They all harmonize together to do what? To bring us to Christ and to make Christ the foundation of our life. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes. Will the gospel save someone who doesn't believe? No. Will Jesus, the foundation of the saved, will He save those who don't believe? No. He is the Savior of those who believe Him. You see, the just shall live by faith, meaning the justified, those who are justified before God. That has always been the case. This is referring back to statements made several times throughout the Old Testament. As it is written, the just, the justified, shall live by faith. By hearing the Word of God and doing the Word of God. Who is the Word of God? Jesus is the Word of God. And we're to do what Jesus tells us to do. And when we do what Jesus tells us to do, we're building our life on the foundation of Jesus Christ. Do you see how that works? Maybe that's oversimplified for a lot of people. And for other people, a light just went on. You mean it's really that simple? It's really that simple. But the question is not, is Jesus the way, the truth, and life? He is. The question is not, is Jesus the foundation of those who are saved? That's not the question. He is. The question is He your foundation? Are you part of the saved? Have you heard and believed and obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ? And if not, then I'm going to ask you, why not? Why haven't you? Why haven't you given your life to Him to and built your life on a solid foundation? Everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does them is like a man who built his house, built his life on a solid rock. And you know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what trials or tribulations beat upon you in your life. It doesn't matter what decisions you have to make in your life. As long as you come back to this foundation of what does Jesus want me to do? First and foremost, what does Jesus want me to do? Your life is going to stand. And you're going to stand with Christ in the day of judgment and throughout eternity. You'll stand basking in the glory of Almighty God and the heavenly host. And you'll be part of that glory because you loved Him and kept His commandments and accepted the salvation that is in Him. Would you do that today? If you're here today and a child of God and you've been moved off of this foundation and you need to get back to it, and have your brothers and sisters pray with you and for you, as James tells us to confess our faults one to another and pray for one another. If we can assist you in any way, we'd encourage you to come as we stand and sing this song.